Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, our next guest, as we continue our Buckeye-Michigan conversation, which interestingly enough took an odd turn last segment, our next guest is Joey Kaufman, who's the Columbus Dispatch Ohio State beat writer. And we welcome Joey on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Joey, good morning. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, happy Thanksgiving to you too. Thanks for having me on this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks for making some time on Thanksgiving morning. I have a couple of questions for you, but man, I got to start with what just happened because this totally threw us for a loop. So last segment, we had a guy call in who said he actually played soccer at Ohio State. And I quote, he said, "Michigan means nothing to us." I could not believe it. He said he was 26 years old, and it's kind of set off this chain reaction of, you know, do we have this generational gap here of young Ohio State fans who don't understand this rivalry? Have you ever heard somebody that's connected with Ohio State openly and willingly admit that Michigan means nothing to them?
I haven't, because usually I feel like folks around Ohio State will tell you it's the greatest rivalry in all sports. It's so much of their history and lore is not only, and they claim maybe Ohio State's the most successful program in college football history, but they'll make the stake as this is the greatest rivalry in college sports. But it's been so uncompetitive. The games haven't really been close. I mean, Ohio State's won 16 out of the last 18 years, so maybe they can make that claim a little bit. It is kind of odd.
Yeah, I just thought it was so weird. Look, you know, the 80s and 90s, Michigan dominated the series, so maybe some of it is prisoner of the moment. But whatever the case is, there's a big game coming up on Saturday afternoon and obviously has major playoff implications at stake. So let me start with this, a little bit more big picture for you. If Ohio State loses and Alabama beats Auburn, how do you think that impacts Ohio State's playoff hopes?
I think they are probably safe still. If Ohio State loses to Michigan, they're a one-loss team. They can still win a Big Ten championship. Most one-loss conference champions have made the playoff previously. I was actually looking this up yesterday, but there have been 12 one-loss Power 5 conference champions who have made the playoffs. Only three have actually missed it as a one-loss conference champion. That was Ohio State last year, and then Baylor and TCU the first year when they were co-champions of the Big 12. So I think because Ohio State's strength right now is the number one seed, I think they could probably withstand a loss. I think it would impact their seeding. They're probably looking at maybe a 4 seed or a 3 seed. But I think they would still be in. That's my, I guess, guess at this point.
Yeah, that's kind of where my thought process is too. And remember, when they won the national championship in 2014, the Buckeyes were the 4 seed. So does it really matter? I think there's something to it. But at the end of the day, you just want to get in the tournament. And I think Ohio State's in a position where they can still do that. Let's go back to last week for a moment here. Ohio State ran the ball 61 times against Penn State. That's an alarmingly high number, and yet it's kind of what they needed to do. It was effective. The 61 rushing attempts, the highest single game total since they also had 61 against Oregon in the college football playoff national championship game a few years back. So my question for you, coming off of a game where they ran the ball that much, how much do you think they need to run the ball versus perhaps want to run the ball against Michigan this weekend?
Well, I think you always have to run the ball in this game. If you look at the Michigan-Ohio State series in the last, really since 2000, every winner in that game has been able to outrush the opponent. So it's always huge in this game for one. I don't know necessarily if Ohio State will function in the same way they did against Penn State. One of the things that everybody says about Ryan Day is that he is adaptable as a play caller. And with the way the last game went, I almost wonder, that first drive went so well. They ran 13 times. They ran 13 plays for 91 yards, all of that on the ground. And it's such a successful first drive running the ball. They almost doubled down and did that the rest of the game. So you had the impression that that influenced the play calling. They adjusted on the fly to the run game. I don't know if they'll necessarily run as much this game, but you do want to be able to run the ball to a large degree against Michigan to win.
Joey Kaufman from the Columbus Dispatch, Ohio State beat writer, our guest here on Thanksgiving morning here on 92.3 The Fan. Joey, I'm glad you brought up Ryan Day. How important is it for Ryan Day to not just win, but to perhaps win convincingly? Or does that not matter, is just get the job done?
I think he just needs to win. He's been in such a honeymoon period with Ohio State fans. He hasn't lost the game yet. He's following a coach, Urban Meyer, who went 7-0 against Michigan. For them to continue this honeymoon period where really, I think in the minds of most fans, they're not going to find any fault with him yet. He's done everything exactly as much as they would want. Well, the summer went spectacularly on the recruiting trail. They're going to bring in a top five class in December, so there's been no drop-offs there. They've continued to win and put up record number of points. The defense has been fixed from last year. A loss to Michigan, you would start to see some of the goodwill that he's built up go away. But I don't think it really matters if you win by three touchdowns, a field goal, a touchdown. They just want to beat Michigan, I think, at the end of the day.
The Buckeyes have several legitimate Heisman Trophy candidates. I think you could really make a case for Justin Fields. You could make a case for J.K. Dobbins, although maybe not quite as strong. And certainly you could make a case for Chase Young, although I really wonder how much his not being on the field for two games might impact the minds of the voters. Of those three guys, which one do you think has the best chance to win the Heisman Trophy this year?
I think to win it, it would be Justin Fields, because at the end of the day, this is a quarterback award, and in the minds of voters, they tend to vote a quarterback or a running back. And if Joe Burrow were to get injured or to slip up and LSU were to lose, I think Justin Fields would have the chance to make up the most ground. I just don't think there are enough voters who are going to be thoughtful enough, or for lack of a better word, or really change their voting pattern and all of a sudden vote a pure defensive player in Chase Young. I think a lot of the voters are probably going to penalize him for missing two games, fair or unfair, but you have just a huge swath of Heisman voters who could ding him for missing two games. So I think Fields is probably still their best candidate because of just historically how this award has been determined.
Okay, regardless of Heisman Trophy now, same three guys. Which of those three has been most impressive to you this year? And it could be for any number of variety of reasons, but which of those three guys has most impressed you this year?
Personally, I think it's Chase Young, because every time Chase Young lines up on the line of scrimmage, you really hold your breath because you don't know what's going to happen next. And I think Justin Fields has been impressive, and J.K. Dobbins has been impressive. But when you have 11 guys on a football field, you have a lot of options where you want to put your eyeballs in a game. And when Chase Young's on the field, you always gravitate toward him. You are always interested to see what he's going to do next. You never know quite what's going to happen. So I would say Chase Young in that regard.
I can certainly understand why. Leads the nation 1.83 sacks per game. He's got an Ohio State record 16.5 in 9 games played this year. That's just ludicrous. He's averaging more than 2 tackles for loss per game. And it feels like the last couple games in particular that he's been on the field, both before the suspension and of course, against Penn State most recently. It feels like he's kind of done some of his best work. I have to think that guys that play on the line are adrenaline junkies and feed off of, you know, the heat of the moment. Know you're going to get hit. Know you're going to get hit hard and fast. Why do you think Chase Young this weekend might have a favorable matchup against Michigan's offensive line? Anything in particular?
I think he's going to have a favorable matchup against really anybody. The real reason I think he's going to probably have a pretty good game against Michigan is Michigan can't really run the ball that well. They're in the 70s nationally in rush offense. So that, to me, puts Michigan in a lot of trouble, because if they can't run the ball that well, you're going to end up with a lot of passing situations and chances for Chase Young to tee off maybe on a third and long. So Michigan's going to have to be able to run the ball in this game to give themselves some manageable situations where it's a 3rd and 3 and maybe Chase Young can't totally sell out for the pass. And granted, I think he's actually been pretty good defending the run this year and being aware of some screen passes and that sort of thing. But you really don't want him just having a straight shot at your quarterback on a third and long.
No, no doubt about that, especially after the way Shea Patterson competed last year. I thought Shea at times looked okay. His final numbers were fine, but boy, at the end of the day, I think he has to be a lot better if Michigan's going to beat Ohio State this year. You've spent some time here around Ryan Day, and I would imagine it's primarily been in public settings, press conferences, and things of that nature. What strikes you about Ryan Day that might be a little bit different? He's a different kind of guy than Urban Meyer, but obviously has had similar results so far. What strikes you about Ryan Day?
The thing I like doing during it when I'll cover a game is I usually like seeing how the head coach reacts after bad plays, an interception, a fumble, or a big play. And it's interesting to watch Ryan Day on the sidelines because you don't really see him ever being really demonstrative. So after a couple of the fumbles that Fields had last week and Dobbins, you never see him throw his arms up on a sideline or really get in the guy's face. After a lot of the turnovers that he had, he just paced the sidelines, was on his headset talking to other coaches and looking at his call sheet. So that's been really interesting to me to watch him as a coach. It seems very different than a lot of college coaches who will be rah-rah and get in the guy's face. He seems very analytical, laid back, easygoing. That hasn't really been tested in a lot of close games. But last week was kind of the closest we had seen a close game, a tight game in the third quarter, second half, how he would react. And he was the same. He was laid back. He didn't really ever get in the guy's grill. So that's something that's been something we've taken stock of, I think.
One of the things that I think I most appreciate about him is the fact that he's not an open book, but I feel like he is a little bit more of a warmer presence than Urban Meyer, who at times just had this like stone cold demeanor. And I don't think it's a difference in competitive nature between the two guys, but I like the way that Ryan Day perhaps in press conferences, most notably, it feels like he's willing to give you a little bit more substance with his answer. Am I on par with that?
He is. He's a little more expansive, I think, because in some ways he's actually not always going to give you substance because he's pretty guarded when it comes to some personnel stuff and injuries and player health and that sort of thing. But he is laid back, and he does come across as analytical, and he will talk big picture. So I think that's one of the differences in the press conference setting you see him compared to Urban.
Last question for you, Joey, and it's the one that had a lot of people riled up earlier this week. There was a poll out there that said 40% of Ohio State fans would rather beat Michigan and lose in the national championship than lose to Michigan and win the national championship. I found that unbelievably alarming. Where do you stand on that?
It's tough because I my guess is on that poll is older generations are probably skewed toward you want to be Michigan, and whatever happens after that is gravy. And I think a younger generation is probably growing up in an era of the BCS and the college football playoff and college football being a national sport. And that's going to be the driving force is winning the national title, winning a playoff.
Well, hopefully the Buckeyes can find a way to get that done coming off a 62-39 win over Michigan last year. I have a hunch it's going to be a much tighter game here in 2019, and certainly looking forward to that one Saturday at noon. Joey, really appreciate your time. Hope you enjoy the day with your family and friends. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hey, so happy Thanksgiving to you guys as well.
All right, Joey Kaufman on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, Ohio State beat writer for the Columbus Dispatch. Appreciate his time here this morning.